I don't think the media quite understand the crux of scouts, and I'd also like to invite Catherine Sapone down to one of our meetings, if it is possible for her. We're on any Tuesdays from 8 to 9.30. She can come at any time during that. I think she needs to see the reality of scouts and not just the reports she gets on her desk.
What do you think of the scouts in the news at the moment?
I'm kind of upset with it. I think some of the statements are very sweeping and biased. I believe it's reactive, and I've always been an advocate supporter of Catherine Sapone, but recently I've just sort of been a bit disappointed with how she responds to these.
So I'm Susan Gorman. I'm a leader, Beaver leader in 45th Mount Argus. I joined in September. I knew that the 45th were looking for leaders, and I've sent my son here for years, so I figured that they were due a bit of payback. The amount of work that a person has to do to become a leader, you need to be dedicated and committed to it. When you agree to become a leader, you're not instantly assigned a section, and you can't be alone in a section, you can't attend at a section. You need to be Garda vetted, and the Garda vetting takes some time, but I know as a parent and as a leader, every single leader is Garda vetted. Then you have to attend at a safeguarding course. It's a pretty intensive course. It's difficult. It's a difficult course. It's not just painting a picture. It's dealing with the reality of keeping children safe. And that is the forefront and at the heart of everything we do, is keeping children safe and giving them a safe place where they can grow and learn and change and develop. It's the best decision I think that I've made as a parent so far, is to get involved in scouting. My son, he's an amazing child, which every mother is going to say, but he's also an only child. God, he'll kill me. And I was very nervous about him growing up coddled, or especially in these days of social media, not being able to tie his own shoelaces. So my dad was in scouts, I was in guides, I sent him down to scouts, and he started in Cubs, and he just absolutely fell in love with it.
I'm Sam, I'm 15 years old. I love the independence we get in scouts and the inclusiveness about it. I particularly enjoy the community and how we are scouting family. It's a phrase that's used a lot, how we back each other to the end, and we have a really united community and we care for each other a lot. I love scouts, I love every time I go down to the meetings. I can't wait for every Tuesday that comes around, and I really enjoy it. I joined about when I was around 8. At first I thought it was a bit weird when I first came to scouts, like people, you know, standing in line, you know, stamping their foot on the ground and stuff like that. But like eventually got used to that, and you know, I made such great friends, and I love every minute of it. There's no satisfaction that compares to when you actually erect your own self-sufficient camp.
What do you say when you're standing in line? Give us a few scouting catchphrases.
Troop alert, troop number off and twos. Troop fall in too deep, troop fall in three deep, troop right dress. Okay, so troop alert, you usually just stamp your foot on the ground and stand at alert, and you stare straight at the wall and have your two hands at your side. Then you can do troop at ease as well. When they call that, you put your two feet apart and your hands behind your back. And it's just normal formations, it's just drills, but it's actually, it actually adds to that team spirit of when you get it all right, when you're all in sequence, and it's a great feeling when you actually, you know, when you're all together and united doing it.
My name is Robbie Doyle. I'm one of the leaders at the Mount Argus Scouting Group in Harold's Cross. As a leader and as a parent, people forget that the vast majority of the leaders in any group are all parents and have their kids in there, as do I. I have four of my kids in this group. So we are also parents, and you're thinking, well, you know, we've been told the organisation isn't safe, what we're doing, the events we're doing is not safe. We know otherwise because of all the training that we've been doing, weekend after weekend of training that we've been doing for the last number of years. And you're wondering, what are people thinking when this news comes out from the minister?
How does that make you feel?
It certainly made me feel shocked, and shoot first and ask questions later would be my view of the statement that came out, and lack of knowledge and of what we're actually all about, you know, lack of knowledge about all the training and policies and procedures that Scouting Ireland have brought in over the last 5 or 6 years, and about the commitment that we've all had to give to training weekends, every year, which is ongoing, and rightly so too. Yes, I just found it a very ignorant statement for them to make.
Hi, I'm Megan. Just like, have fun. Go places with the Scouts.
There's more female leaders and it's about 50-50 in the group.
My name is Shane. I love the mates I made in Scouts.
And my name is Matthew and I like the community with the Scouts. We went to the Shield recently. It's a competition who can like pitch their tents the best and like tie the best knots.
My name's Alan and I love the friends and the activities that I've done in Scouts.
You met other Scouts from Denmark.
We camped at them for 9 days, I think it was, and we're still in contact with them now.
I'm Emmett.
So you were a beaver, then a cub, then a Scout.
Yeah, so I started when I was in, I think it was first class. It's nice to be able to have a day that you can go out with your friends and you learn new skills, like leadership skills. A few years ago, I met the Taoiseach.
My name is Trish. I'm a parent of a 15-year-old who has been with Scouts for about 8 years now, and he loves every minute of it. Well, obviously, the most important thing is child safety, and I, as a parent, would be very concerned about that. And I do feel the Scouts have made a lot of progress, and will say that themselves, that they have made a lot of work and a lot of new procedures. And I feel that my son is very safe in the Scouts, and they have an absolute ball. There may have been historical cases that have to be dealt with, obviously, and dealt with properly. So they're being very cautious, which is fine. But, you know, the Scouts are a fantastic organisation and the kids, in my view, my child is safe.
My dad was a Scout. I was a Scout. All my brothers were in Scouts. It's a big Scouting tradition in the family. And I wanted Sam to be part of that. And I wanted him to learn the skills that he would need. And you could dump any of the Scouts from Mount Argus on the side of a mountain for a weekend and they'd survive, like they'd thrive. And I think it's really important for kids' confidence to know that they don't need their parents. They're not relying on their parents, that they are able to rely on themselves and keep themselves safe and look after themselves. And when Sam goes on camp, he cooks dinner for 30 people. But when he's at home, like, he doesn't even know where the toaster is.
Looking at Catherine Sapone standing up on the doll, making statements against the Scouts, saying perhaps parents shouldn't let their children go on Scout camps. For you, looking on and being a Scout leader and being a responsible parent also, how does it make you feel?
I'm outraged because I think she's speaking out of context. I think it's a little bit hysterical. I think it's fear-mongering. I think that everybody can sit around hand-wringing and talking about how disgraceful this is, that it happened, and it is. It's horrific. But it's not going to be fixed by telling scare stories. It's going to be fixed by addressing it head-on, which is what Scouting Ireland are done. Like, Scouting Ireland are the ones who called in Ian Elliott. Ian Elliott is the safeguarding expert at the moment, and he's the one who's been handed autonomy for investigating what has happened historically. There is nothing in my life that's as important to me as my son. If I had any doubts whatsoever, he wouldn't be here and neither would I. Scouts has been an absolute bonus to him. I'm excited about my own Scouting journey. I'm thrilled to be taking a journey with my son. Sam wants to invite the minister down for a cup of tea in the den. Yeah, I highly, highly recommend Scouting. And if any parents out there are in two minds about it, just come down, have a look at a meeting. You're more than welcome to stay.
So you want Catherine Sapone to come down, your son does, to the den, to the Scouting den, and have a cup of tea?
Yeah, he really does. Yeah, he's written her a letter as well. But yeah, he wants her to come down to a meeting. They're here every Tuesday. She's more than welcome.